Right. What are your initial thoughts about losing J.J., and also how much pressure is that put on the offense to help take up the slack?
The offense is going to go out there and do what we do. We don't try to factor in other things outside of what we have to focus on to win a football game. J.J. is one heck of a player. I'm pretty sure he's going to do what he has to do to come back and help this team.
Just as a teammate and a mutual respect thing, what was your reaction? How do you feel about losing him? Just knowing who he is and what he means to the team and just how hard he works.
He's a friend, more than just a teammate. So anytime a friend can't do what they love to do, you feel for him.
A lot of times people think about a quarterback and they've been in the league for a few years. And I think they're experienced, but with Brock, he's had 10 starts. How much is that factor that people that he's still growing as a quarterback?
Everybody's still growing as a player, not just Brock. And I've played 4 years, and I'm still growing. So, that's a question you might have to ask Brock, but I'm pretty sure, he would say he's still growing also.
Just what do you see from him this year as he continues to kind of assimilate to your offense and what you guys are doing?
He's doing the best he can. He's leading us on and off the field. He's the same guy that he was from the day he stepped in the building.
Is this a situation like last year? Arian came back. You were going to run the ball a lot, and then he went down for the season. You were 2-5. Everybody wrote you off, and then you go 7-2. How were you able to withstand the loss of Arian on offense, and is this a similar situation?
Is what a similar situation with J.J.?
With losing Arian last year, now you lose J.J. this year, and you bounce back last year.
That's last year. I don't like to talk about last year personally. This is a new team, a lot of new faces, a lot of new guys, a lot of different talent in the locker room. So we're focusing on Tennessee this week and not what happened last year.
Has it been frustrating to only have 3 touchdowns in the first 3 games? Of course, you got 2 of them.
It's not frustrating at all. The team success for me comes first, and all the accolades come after that. So whatever I got to do, if it's me drawing a double team, that means one of my other teammates are open. So, that's not on the stat book, drawing a double team. People just see touchdowns. But to me, my team success comes first.
Because you had a couple extra days off to think about over and over that Thursday night game. Can you talk about how anxious you are to get on the field?
Tennessee's a good team. We got to come out and play our A game because, that's a division rival for us. So just got to come out and be on our A game and focus on Tennessee.